Say, O Muhammad, never will fleeing benefit you if you should flee from death or killing. And then if you did, you would not be given enjoyment of life except for a little. Say, who is it that can protect you from Allah if He intends for you an ill or intends for you a mercy? And they will not find for themselves besides Allah any protector or any helper. Already Allah knows the hinderers among you and those hypocrites who say to their brothers, come to us and do not go to battle except for a few, indisposed toward you. And when fear comes, you see them looking at you, their eyes revolving like one being overcome by death. But when fear departs, they lash you with sharp tongues, indisposed toward any good. Those have not believed, so Allah has rendered their deeds worthless, and ever is that, for Allah, easy. They think the companies have not yet withdrawn, and if the companies should come again, they would wish they were in the desert among the Bedouins, inquiring from afar about your news. And if they should be among you, they would not fight except for a little. There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the Last Day, and who remembers Allah often. And when the believers saw the companies, they said, this is what Allah and His Messenger had promised us, and Allah and His Messenger spoke the truth, and it increased them only in faith and acceptance.